You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, we have a fun finishing well for you today. We are here with Hans Scheil, our certified financial planner. Today's show, who will be the hero of your story? That's a fascinating question right there. Who will be the hero of your story? And kind of the king of that would be Paul, who had this thorn in the flesh. You might be familiar with it. He had this thorn, the daggum thing. He just prayed and eventually, you may know what happened in 2 Corinthians 12:9. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses." Now, when it comes to the subject that we're talking about today, which is long-term care, it's not so easy for folks, right, Hans, to admit that this kind of weakness, that some point in time, I am going to be completely vulnerable.
Even using the word admit.
Right.
Like I've spent my life training young people that work for me how to counsel folks on this. And then when that word is like getting them to admit, and I just, as soon as I hear that word, it's, there's just a lot of stuff around the long-term care issue. Listen, I've worked with life insurance for years. It is like no problem getting people to accept the fact that they're going to die. And then the second thing is to show them and convince them that when they do die, especially early, that they're going to leave the survivors with some needs, and specifically a need for money in their absence. That whole process, I mean, I don't say it's easy, but comparing it to long-term care and talking to people who are in their 60s, even 70s, or their 50s about preparing for something that might happen to them, probably is going to happen to them. The real question is the length of time that they're going to suffer from the need for long-term care. Just a really difficult subject to deal with. And then furthermore, it's just difficult to really get people to sit down and talk about it.
Yeah, and I'm certainly cognizant because I've been living it for the last 9 or 10 months of the journey I've watched my father make. And, you know, there's vulnerability and then there's admitting vulnerability. You know? And at this point, you know, he's there in bed, unfortunately, and he's requiring constant care and things.
Can you get any more vulnerable than he is right now?
Right. He can't make his own financial decisions. He can't, you know, he can't get out of bed. He can't feed himself. There's nothing anymore that he's completely, completely vulnerable. But I don't know that it wasn't until the last few weeks that he was to the point where Paul was, you know, where, wow, God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. If I can let go of this, and like you say, admit or be vulnerable and say, I need help with this. It's kind of a beautiful place right now, as I was able to sit down with him on Saturday and really have some long discussions with him that we hadn't been able to have for all these months because, quite honestly, it was hard for him to get to that place of vulnerability, of admitting it, I guess.
Well, and you and your wife have been taking care of him around the clock. Okay, for months now, okay? And because it's a limited number of months and just because it's the end of his life, that's what you're prepared to do and you're doing it. It sure would have helped if you had had somebody in, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a day doing some things for him that you're having to do in their absence.
Well, I can assure you that, you know, I'm at that point where I look at my own life and did not realize my own vulnerability. Like, I don't want to die alone, and yeah, I don't want to go to a nursing home, and yeah, I want my family to take care of me to some extent, but I don't want them to be strapped with this kind of responsibility. I don't want them to totally give up, you know, their lives to the extent that Tammy and I have, not that we haven't gladly done it, and not that my father didn't appreciate it. It's just, wow, I would not want to put that on my own kids. And so, it, you know, I'm fortunate, I guess, at age 62, or how old am I, 63 now, yeah, that to sit there and, wow, I need to plan this. If I'd been 50 when I realized this, the planning would have been a whole lot easier, but I still need to do it because it's clear to me that I am vulnerable. That I could reach a point in my life where I can no longer, you know, go to the bathroom, where I can no longer feed myself, when I can no longer do those financial decisions, and how is all that going to happen, and how are we going to be good stewards and plan for that stuff, Hans?
Now, I've been offering long-term care insurance for 30 plus years to people, and I was telling you earlier that I when I was back in like 1986, 1987, my company came out with what was for them their first real long-term care policy. We had something like it before then. And they hired these consultants, and they came in and they taught all of the top salespeople some training and really how to answer objections. And, you know, and then we would have a response when people would say, well, my kids are going to take care of me. And then we were trained to give them some kind of response. And by the way, it didn't work very well. Okay. And that was the excuse or response or whatever that we would get from a lot of people, is just say, my kids are going to take care of me, so therefore I'm not going to buy long-term care insurance. And a lot of times it's therefore I'm not even going to deal with this now. My kids will take care of me. And, you know, when I look back after all these years, I still have people say that to me, probably less. But I look at that, and the question that I would have, and that, you know, if we could ask your dad of 10 or 20 years ago, do you really want your kids responsible for all of this? And the reality is it's not all his kids. There's only one kid and his spouse that's really doing the care here.
Well, and the other thing that actually you pointed out to me over lunch that actually horrified me, you said, well, wait a minute now, Robbie, you're married. So at the point in time, and your wife's, you know, Tammy's 7 years younger than me. So at the point in time you're there, who is your primary care going to get? And to think that that burden would be on my wife is beyond horrifying, because I know what that would do to shorten her life and for her to have to give it over to a kid, or to do something like that, to not give her the choices to bring in some help, you know, takes away her dignity.
Well, and it takes away just really a lot of things. I mean, she's doing that out of love, if she was doing that, and she would be doing it out of love, out of commitment, out of responsibility. But what caregivers typically do is they completely are ignorant of their own needs, and they have many times no social life. They have, and we need that. I mean, especially when we're healthy, and we need to do with others, do things for others other than the person you're caring for. And so I could introduce you to hundreds of people where we're talking to that healthy caregiver of a spouse that's in really bad shape, and this goes on for years. And to do some financial planning for that just makes sense.
Yeah, and I think about the power of this verse here, because I'm like Paul. I want God to be the hero of my story. I don't want Robbie to be there. You know, Robbie took care of himself to the end. He never had to go. You know, he went out quick. He went out to the woods to die. You know, I've heard all sorts of things. Well, you know, the Indian chiefs used to go out and just go out to the woods. And, you know, that's making yourself the hero of the story, right? It's not trusting God. It's not trusting your, you know, it's saying, look, this is really what end of life looks like. And, oh, by the way, I've learned a very hard way that, no, I don't want in any way, shape, or form a skilled care facility of any kind in my life. You know, I would very much want the home health, but the beauty of the long-term care programs available now is that's a big part of what they will provide, just like you talked about, 12 hours of somebody coming in your house and helping your wife or your kids with that situation.
Oh, yeah, and they're doing the heavy lifting. And the reality is we're not talking
heavy
about...
lifting.
Yeah, we're not talking about Tammy not taking care of you. We're simply talking about hiring somebody to come into your home and do some things to relieve her and do the heavy lifting so that she can be there comforting you, and then she can go out during the day and have some other activities, participate at church. I mean, there, a lot of these folks don't even go to church anymore because they can't leave their loved one behind.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, wife, you know, Tammy probably hadn't been to church in the last, you know, 6 weeks because we've had to take turns, and she knows I teach, so you go ahead, honey. And you know, that's what's happened.
Yeah. I mean, and the women end up bearing the brunt of this kind of thing, even though you're going to Sunday school. She's home there right now. A lot of this falls on the women. And so I want to circle it back to doing some planning so that there's going to be money available that's easily spent to take care of much-needed care. It's not going to relieve anybody of their responsibilities. It's not going to separate people. This is all going on in the home. It's not going to do all of that.
So, but we got to jump in here and say, wow, this is finishing well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And this show is based on Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, which, of course, is cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. There you'll find the 7 worries tab, one of which is this long-term care thing we're talking about today. And there's a free PDF of what we're talking about today from his book, the whole chapter on the book or the workbook free, or you can email Hans. But we also want to tell you, if you're just tuning in, you're going, wow, I've got to go into Walmart and I want to hear the rest about this stuff on long-term care or what I can do to plan for that. Well, you can go to iTunes and you can do a search for Finishing Well, or you can just go to cardinalguide.com and get the podcast right there. And at your leisure, listen to this and all sorts of episodes that we've had. I guess we're almost up to in the 40s now of episodes that you could listen
to. That's awesome.
So, again, Finishing Well at cardinalguide.com. You can get the podcast there. You can get the 7 worries tab. You can get the free book. But you can tell that it is definitely Hans's and Cardinal Guide's heart for God to be the hero of the story. And part of that looks like finishing well, right? And this whole situation on long-term care, you know, is where you really are coming in for a landing here at this point in time. I mean, and where the finish line is, and at that point in time, when you're at your most vulnerable, you know, what have you set aside for a plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, when we come back, we have more ideas on how to plan for this situation of long-term care, which has a lot of different implications than I ever would have guessed 10 months ago when I started doing this show. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well, where today's show with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, a Cardinal Guide, is who will be the hero of your story? And we start off the show with this scripture from 2 Corinthians 12:9, and going back to our hero Paul, who actually wanted God to be the hero of his story. You know, he had prayed and prayed because, you know, he didn't need this thorn in the flesh, whatever it was, if he was going to go about, you know, bringing the kingdom of God. You know, that's kind of where we all are, is that, you know, we don't, and this scripture has meant so much to me over the years to realize that when I'm at my weakest point, that's where God's at his strongest point. Mm-hmm. Where God really shows off is when I am being completely vulnerable. And I really saw that in my father, by the way, over the weekend, when he really got vulnerable. He looked stronger to me than I've ever seen him, you know, to see how he really was sitting back and trusting God with his story, you know, with how he would finish well and those kind of things. But it kind of takes a beat down for a lot of us to get to that place.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I'm sitting down with clients, people, and I hate to use the word clients because these are real people and they're all individual people. But when I'm just many times while I'm there, I'm thinking, like, how can I impress upon them the things I need to impress upon them? How can I win them over to my way of thinking? How can I point out their vulnerabilities? The vulnerabilities are already there. How can I point out these things that are coming out, possibly coming for them or most likely coming for them? And how can we best prepare? And we really, I'm asking for a lot because it puts people who otherwise have a good life and things are going along just fine now, and maybe they're just coming up on Medicare, and we got to have these discussions about death and about long-term care and having somebody take care of you and about sickness and Medicare and about Social Security. You know, a lot of them are thinking, well, that's for old people. Well, guess what? You know, there's a lot of old people that really accept that and like it. And then, I mean, it just, what people need to go through to successfully, you know, just to accomplish in a successful way what we want to do, which is financial planning and finish well, I need to take them to some difficult places, or they need to go there. And it's a real vulnerable place. And it's almost like advanced vulnerability. I mean, your dad's in a real vulnerable place right now. You're in a very vulnerable place with him. And, you know, I can't necessarily prevent that from happening, but I need you to get into that same kind of place so that we can at least plan the money of this. Because, I mean, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, but a little bit of extra money or a lot of extra money to come in here and pay for home health care folks in a crisis all thought out beforehand is just wonderful.
Yeah, especially, you know, the angle that, you know, I'm thinking my kids, but I'd left Tammy completely out of the equation, and that's most likely. And you know, that does involve heavy. And I've watched her try to turn my father over, and I've seen her try to do things. You know, you say heavy lifting, you're not kidding. I mean, those things are hard.
And I mean, God's been working on you pretty hard. I mean, first of all, he sent me in here a year ago, and you now feel that that's because I needed to get in here so you do some things to prepare for your dad for what was coming and your mother-in-law. And you've been an easy case for me to, I mean, you've drunk the Kool-Aid. I mean, you're just like, okay, what do I need to do? You read the book. You went through those things. So what really got us to this point, I said, today when we're talking about long-term care, I want to get to the core issue, and I want to just talk about it. Listen, I've talked to people over years about dying. People know they're going to die. So therefore, they buy life insurance. I mean, that whole discussion and the finishing of it is much easier than the discussion about long-term care.
Well, if we could actually go back to our discussion at lunch, because we were talking about this show and what it was, and Hans kept saying, Robbie, I feel like there's some surrender involved in it, and that word surrender, and he kept saying that, and so I started looking up scriptures that had to do with surrender, and I couldn't find anything, you know, that was fitting with surrender. And then he mentioned that if people would be vulnerable. So I, you know, just Googled, you know, scriptures on vulnerability, right? And up comes the very first one, 2 Corinthians 9. I look at that scripture and I went, oh my goodness. Look how this one hits the mark. Because how many times in my life, when I realized that in my weakness, God would come in, you know, when I'm crushed between two Jeeps and God holds my life together. You know, when I had cancer, God held my life together. And all the worst possible circumstances, you know, that's when God was the hero of the story. It was when I would surrender is the word, be vulnerable, however that looks. And so how now do I realize that, you know, this isn't something I can just do on my own. I don't understand all the financial principles involved in finishing well. And so why not get somebody like yourself to show me, which you have, you know, how to begin to plan for all these different things, and long-term care being like the creme de la creme, kind of like it. That's the deal, because, oh my goodness, you know, to think that I would straddle my wife with that kind of situation where she had to feel like, well, I can't put Robbie in a nursing home, and, you know, can you imagine?
Well, yeah. I mean, I actually can imagine.
Yeah, you can.
And the thing that we do with the long-term care discussion is when people come in and do financial planning with us, which are, in my book, we're looking at seven things: Social Security, Medicare, long-term care, IRAs, investments, life insurance and estate planning, and income taxes for retired people. I mean, we're looking at those seven things, and they're all interrelated, but right in the middle of those is long-term care. And, you know, what I'm struggling with and continue to struggle with, and I want to do better at, and I want my whole firm to do better at, is getting clients to leading them to a place of vulnerability that they need to get into, even if it's only for an hour or two, to make some good financial decisions about planning for this. So the burden of this isn't borne by their family, because the reality is your dad isn't going to suffer much over money, you know, and really hasn't, except at the beginning of this thing. At the beginning of this thing, Robbie, at my recommendation, hired some long-term care or some home health care people to come out there. And I think he threw them out, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, just, and
he wasn't terribly vulnerable. And,
well, I mean, he did throw them out because of money. He's got plenty of money.
He didn't like the way they were treating him.
But I will promise you, if he had long-term care insurance that paid for home health care or some type of fund we set up of a self-funded deal financially, and those people were paid by the insurance company that he bought back many years ago, he wouldn't have thrown them out. He'd have asked for more. You were up there with them. It's not like you were absent. I mean, you weren't up there, and you were. But my whole point is that I need people in financial planning beyond the financial risk. I mean, there's a pure financial reason to buy insurance or plan your money or position some money just so this doesn't bankrupt you at some point or bankrupt your family. So I could just stay on a financial level, but that's not enough to move people to really do something about this.
Well, what you've seen, right, because this is the folks you're dealing with, you know, every day of your life. And so, unfortunately, you see the stories of the people who didn't make those decisions, and now there's some real suffering going on.
Yeah, and I'm not dealing with them. I'm dealing with their adult kids. And their adult kids are distraught because their real priorities, where they should be, is on dad or mom. I mean, but they're in there talking to me. And the first thing I've got to do is comfort them. And it's not very hard to talk to these people about long-term care. And there are things we can do for people in a crisis. I mean, I've done some of those for you. But what I'm suggesting is let's use all that experience that I've developed helping people that are in the situation now and back the clock up 20 or 30 years. And while we're doing your other financial planning and getting ready for retirement, let's put a priority on this. And then maybe you could just become vulnerable and just realize, hey, this could happen to me, and it is going to be devastating if it does. And what I'm going to do is make sure that the money's there. And we have solutions. My book, my workbook, outlines about 15 different solutions in the long-term care that all pay $3,000 a month for home health care. And they all have inflation on it, and they all pay it for anywhere from a year to 4 years, most of them being 4 years. And they're all different ways of going about it with either premiums or single premiums. If you get the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, you go into that long-term care chapter, and it gives the prices at 55 and 70. So you can guess around there. And I'd certainly be willing to prepare something like this for you. But if you want to get an idea of some of the solutions, the workbook is a good place to go.
You know, I'm excited actually about some of those solutions, because those hybrids, you know, I'm looking at my own situation planning forward, you know, they come as annuities, and they have possibilities of life insurance that are involved in them. If you never end up needing long-term care, there's ones that have stuff where, you know, all that would go to your kids. I mean, there's just all sorts of options, and who doesn't like options? I mean, you know, this is part of a long-term care, term financial plan.
Well, the nice things about a hybrid is it's kind of live, die, or quit is what, again, these sales training people, who a lot of times the stuff they come up with just doesn't work very well, okay? But I learn it all, you know, when they come out. And so what the live is if you buy one of these hybrid policies and you live a long time, you're going to be real glad you bought it, because it's going to pay for long-term care. If you die which we're all going to die, but if you die early or you die without using it, you're going to get all your money back and then some paid out in life insurance to your beneficiaries. And if you quit, all these companies throw some kind of get out of the deal provision that says you can get all your money back or most of your money back with interest if you just decide you don't want it anymore, even 10 years from now. And so they have live, die, or quit, where all three scenarios you know you gain from, you know, regardless of what it takes, is that all the nuts and bolts of the situation, I've got that down. Let me worry about that. The real issue is maybe you didn't like surrender, vulnerability. It's really to just accept the facts, acceptance of that this could happen to me. The consequences to my family are going to be difficult, and we're going to do what we can to make them better.
The way Paul put it, which is wonderful, is, you know, his perfection is made, he's made perfect in my weakness, right? And so here you got weakness, and you ask God to come in, and he's going to be the hero of the story. Thank you for listening to Finishing Well Today. Remember, cardinalguide.com. You can get the podcast if you missed some of the show, or you can get the book. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.